This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
I love Dan Patrick.
Love that
Hooray!
Guy. All right, Kevin on Rich filling in for Dan and the Danettes right here on Fox Sports Radio.
I'm sorry, did you say donuts?
Yes, donuts.
Enjoy
the
your donuts.
The powdered ones or the chocolate ones?
Oh, man, the powdered ones, they're kind of moist. You feel a little wet, kind of. I like those. Enjoy your donuts and your Danettes. Enjoy your Thursday morning that I wish was a Friday, too. But we're starting this weekend.
Yeah, college style. Yeah. You know what college style means? You the same way you scheduled no classes for Friday so that Thursday could be it. You just half-ass it at work tomorrow. Just like maybe mentally not be there.
That's it, man.
Well, what does everyone do in these days anyway? What is it called? Quiet quitting?
Quiet quitting, yeah.
Have you heard that phrase, Joel?
Yes, I have.
Quiet quitting. It means when people...
Everybody are so fed up with their job and being looked over and working hard and getting nowhere, they're just quietly quitting.
Well, they show up, they still go to work, but they don't do anything. Yeah. So quit tomorrow. It's
I'm not gonna get into that again. We've been fighting about that all week, Rich and I, on our Patreon.
Quiet quitting.
So then I ask you, then how do you get ahead if you stop going above and beyond?
That's a good question.
Right? Think about that. I don't know. I don't get it.
John wants to wrap up our last conversation before we move on. John of Virginia Beach, the best feeling in sports. Is it the walk-off home run, three-pointer, buzzer beater, Hail Mary, fourth and goal? Like, what's the best feeling? Knockout punch? John, you're on.
Okay. It's got to be toying around in the minors for, say, 7 or 8 years and then finally getting the call to the major leagues.
John. Great answer.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I saw a video the other day. There was that dude that got called up.
I saw him crying.
You saw him crying to his mom. He's like, Mama, I made it. You saw the guy in the video?
Mama. Papa.
No,
I mean, you gotta feel for players like that that put their time in and get their opportunity. That's awesome.
No, for sure. When you see a guy. Yeah, when you see a guy that toils in the, you know, and that's a rough life, minor league baseball, hoping you make it. Especially guys, you see some guys like, yeah, they pitched in Japan for a couple of years, and then they were in, I don't know, some like independent league, and they have this persistence and this belief in themselves that they'll make it. And you know, you got to give them credit when they do. They had the ultimate self belief. Now I looked up Kevin James Covino, because after Derwin James, and LeBron James signed huge multi-million dollar contracts yesterday, I was wondering if there was a new Paul Blart Mall Cop. No, no such luck. I know you were a huge fan.
on a throwback Kevin James
not doing anything. I was just seeing if there was a James theory going on.
He is always with some beautiful women opposite him. And why would you do it any other way?
Who's more guilty of that?
Sandman.
Sandler?
Or
Kevin James?
Oh,
who casts wives in their movies that are a little too hot for them? Kevin James and Sandler, league leaders. And you know what? Give them credit. Why not?
I hope you had a James sort of night and day because they're making money moves.
Who does Sandler have as his wife in the Grown Up movies?
Like, I don't know, but it's always like
Selma Hayek or something.
Kate Beckinsale caliber.
It's like, oh yeah, Kevin James and Kate Beckinsale. That makes sense.
Selma Hayek, like you said.
So ahead.
Drew Barrymore.
Nothing going on with Kevin James, but you know, that guy sort of led me into the perfect transition.
That guy made me think of Andre Ingram of the Lakers. Remember when he got his shot?
That was cool.
That was really cool.
It's honestly, and it's always a cool story, even going back to the Linsanity days. Remember he was like still sleeping on someone's couch in Staten Island or something?
Seeing anybody get their due and watching that player seize the moment. That's the thrill because it keeps the dream alive. There's still a childhood part of all of us on a Throwback Thursday that has this fantasy of we're sitting in the stands and Joe Torre walks out and he says, you. Buck Showalter comes out. He's like, hey, you kid. I saw how you got some good form. We need you. Which, by the way, I think they should choose a player. Instead of throwing a position player in the end of a blowout,
they should pick a fan.
They should pick a fan.
You, in section 115. Make you got some skills.
Yeah, make that dream come true.
You.
Me?
Yeah, it's 15-1. You're up. Me. God, get on the mound.
Throw on the pinstripes. My God. Can you imagine?
That's a great feeling.
Yo, right? But when you see these moments happen, I think that's why we find them very special. It keeps the dream alive.
Well, you talked a little bit about your Yankees. Let me give you one little quick note.
It was less about the Yankees, more about the moment.
Yeah, the moment of hitting that walk-off and the moment of, hey, are you assuming everyone else is watching at the same pace you are? If you pause your live game for 20 seconds and then your buddy's texting you, yo, dude, game-winning three-pointer, walk-off home run, you're like, oh.
By the way, on a total side note, when I found out it was Josh Donaldson, mm-hmm. I wasn't as happy because he's sort of arrogant in a way that he's harder to root for. And he's not, you know, a real Yankee yet in my mind.
I think we got to the real premise of the situation.
No, yeah. No. It's just I was hoping, oh, man, I hope it's like
we figured it out.
Aaron
Stabler.
You know, I don't know. There's certain people you root harder for.
I don't
like Donaldson, but he's got like a very – he's got a resting D face.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you.
And some people think that about me.
Oh, you do.
But – you know, I was like, oh, Donald, okay.
You and him probably be best buds.
Okay.
Wasn't as happy, you know, as I should have been.
Well, there was a great story in baseball yesterday, and it's less about what happened on the field. I asked Ricky to pull this clip I saw on social media yesterday. In his first major league at bat, the Mets are a little banged up, so they called up one of their top prospects, Brett Beatty. This kid looks like he's 16.
Yeah. Has his family there, right? Because he's family has to get drive him there because he can't drive yet, right?
Sure. Honestly, kid looks like weird. Does he have his permit yet?
He doesn't have his license.
His parents flew in from Texas to Atlanta. The Mets played the Braves last night. And the guy makes his Major League Baseball debut. And it is the first time. Like, if you're in your 30s or 40s, you still feel like, these players, while they're younger than me, I don't look that much different than them. This kid looks like...
Yeah, we're all in denial of that.
No, because you're a relatively young-looking guy for your age. If you're 40-ish and you look young, you don't feel like you look that much different than some of the players. This kid looks like he could be anyone's child. He's got, like, acne still. And he's got his little goofy-looking teen... He looks like a goofy teenager. And that's not me being mean. That's me being... I love this kid. So far, so good. But he does not look like a grown man yet. He's just well, didn't super you feel talented. That way
when you saw like Zach Wilson or like there's certain players you see like, man, that dude looks young.
Yeah, but other athletes look like grown men or women. Sometimes you see an athlete and you're like, yo, he looks like a little boy. This guy looks like he should be playing in the Little League World Series. And his first at bat,
he does look young.
He looks super young and he's super excited to be there. First at bat. Pulls a bomb over the right field wall. Home run.
Give me Gary Cohen's call. What does he say?
Gary Cohen?
Did I put you on the spot? He doesn't have a call?
He does, but it's like, it's not like a Yankees. See ya! It's not like an annoying call.
Why is that annoying?
Nah, the Yankees, I don't... The Gary Cohen call is pretty good. You know what? Let me think about how he called it. But the best part about it is afterwards, they asked him, did you get the baseball? Because it cleared the fence, but it didn't go to the fans. So you're like, oh, it's in that, like, you know where there's like bushes and crap?
Yeah.
It landed there. And they're like, did someone retrieve it? Like, yeah, they did. And here's what he said after the game. And I want to see if you picked out what I picked out. Take a listen.
I did get the ball. One of the security guys, dug into the bushes or something. Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah.
There, yeah. What are you going to do with it, you think?
Oh, it'll go up in my room or my house or something like that. So for sure going to be framed up on a shelf somewhere.
He said in my room because he's never lived outside of his parents' house. Not only does he look young, he's going to put the ball up in his room.
He's going to put it right up next to his Transformers.
Probably has Transformer bed sheets.
Yeah. For me, it would have been my He-Man and my Transformers. And I had them all positioned next to my home run balls.
I've been saying that's a wild
all
thought.
All 27
y'all.
Of them?
All 27 Little League bombs.
Dude's going to put the ball up in his room next to his posters.
In my room.
Yeah, that's how you know some of these guys are young.
He didn't mean his, like, hotel room.
No.
He meant his actual, like, baby boy bedroom, like, next to his race car bed.
That's how young you got to assume some of these prospects that get called up are. We forget sometimes that they are, like, very young men. To the point where if I asked you something, you'd be like, yeah, my house or something, or my apartment, my condo. This guy's first thought was like, I'm going to put it up in my room. In his room. When was the last time you said my room? Just the statement, my room, would indicate that he is so young and so, you know, so in the mindset of like, he lived in his parents' house probably last year.
Well, in his defense, he has a sign outside the door that says Brett's room.
That is true. It's on a baseball.
It says Brett's room.
Brett's room.
Leave
me alone,
backwards.
Mom.
Yeah, the R is backwards on it.
Leave me alone.
So, yeah. In his defense, I mean, it is his room.
It's dinner time, Brett.
Nice. Right. He has a keep out sign just below.
Mom!
That makes you feel so old, though. Like, even if you're not, it does. The fact that he's like, yeah, my room.
Yeah, I'm going to put it up in my room.
In his room.
Well, you know what? You talked about good feelings. End it with that. First major league at bat. Get that out of the way,
huh? The good feeling is the parents and their moment of jubilee.
And you saw his dad cry a little bit?
Yeah, like the family's there and they lose it. That's like the best feeling in sports. Again, these are the little reasons you watch for moments like that. You see the whole family going wild.
You know,
like, oh my God, he just had a home run.
You know what you see, but
in the big leagues.
You know what you see that obviously they can't say on a sports broadcast, but I know like John Boy does it, the John Boy, you know, sports guy.
Yeah. Love his recap.
He does the lip reading.
Yeah.
Beatty's sister is there and she clearly mouths, holy effing S. they show the family and you see like crack of the bat and the parents are looking up and his sister jumps up and she's like, holy.
That's awesome.
And you're like, clearly we all realize what his sister said, but hey, pretty cool moment.
Which, by the way,
that is
totally
a cool moment.
It's a great moment, Joel, and totally acceptable. You can curse as much as you want in that moment.
I wouldn't think I've arrived yet until I come back up to bat and they throw at me.
Yeah, you know, Joel, you must feel like you're floating in that moment. That must be the most surreal moment ever.
I'd be like, I hit a home run, but they threw at me the next time I went up.
And you know what? The next at bat, he like lined out to second, exit velocity 113 miles an hour. So the guy for a little dude that looks like he's 16, he's got a stroke.
There was a clip. to me it was new. Sometimes in today's world of social media, you don't know if it's an old clip that you just happen to see, right? Yeah. But I've seen most of them, so I imagine this was new. There was a minor leaguer yesterday that hit a frozen rope line drive, exit velocity 111, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it got stuck in the wall. Did you see that?
No, I haven't
wall
seen
with
that.
Padding, by the way. It went through the padding and stuck there. And you're like, it was one of those Roy Hobbs like natural moments. Like, what? Oh, he knocked the cover off the ball. No, he knocked it into the padding, stuck there, and then it fell like into. They couldn't even get it.
Do you ever take note of who embraces?
By the way, it's probably fake and I fell for it, but I'm letting you know what I saw.
Yeah. Joel, just for the record, about a year ago, Covino's like, bro, there's a guy that runs on water. And I'm like, runs on water?
In my defense, I was still sleepy when I said that.
And Covino's like, yeah, look. And he goes, the guy has something called like special aqua shoes.
Liquid
like,
engineering, I believe it was called, right?
And I'm like, crazy.
And I'm like, yes. Covino, no,
liquid mountaineering.
Liquid mountaineering.
I was like, Covino, this is like a funny like onion fake type of story. He's like, bro, I was so.
I was like, I can't believe they figured this out.
Guy could run on water.
This guy's like, Jesus. I believed it for a minute.
Hey, when you live your life, believed it long enough to talk about it on our show list.
When you live your life on the radio like we have, things are going to happen like that.
That's true. I mean, if you want to go on a Throwback Thursday, I was the guy that was very concerned. I'm going to throw you back to like maybe 08, 09. Do you remember that weather balloon and they thought the boy was in the balloon? Falcon Balloon Boy?
Yes.
I remember that.
Remember that story?
It was
the same
breaking
year.
Breaking news coverage.
It was the same year Sully landed a plane on the Hudson. Because I remember like within a couple months, it was like, Sully landed a plane on the Hudson. And there was a weather balloon. And I remember Covino joking like, ha, there's a kid in that balloon. And I got all like, Covino, how dare you? There's someone's child up there. And it ended up being a hoax. There was no balloon boy.
There was no balloon boy. The family was scheming the media.
Well, hey, great moment for Beatty and his family last night. And do you notice, by the way, in whatever sport you're into, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, is it interesting for you to see who embraces the young dudes?
Yes.
Interesting feeling? Like if some young quarterback throws an interception, is it interesting for you to watch who on the sideline goes over to him?
Absolutely.
In the NBA, if some guys, he's cold on the floor. Is it interesting for you to see which player goes over to him to be like, yo, settle down, my man? Is that...
pay note to it.
Yeah, I noticed
it says
last
a lot
night.
About. It's like, I hate to say that we size up women, but they size us up too. When you're picking out a mate, right? Or potential. You see how they interact with children, right? Yeah. Like these are things you make note of.
Yeah.
It could be subconsciously, but you do.
Women do that. Hey, how is he with kids or pets?
Does she have a cute little like kid voice?
Or is she a cold
does
bee?
Does she have a cute puppy voice?
Is she like mean to kids?
No, I do that same sort of observation with the veterans and how they treat the young players. I do. Like, are they the first to get out of the dugout if that young guy gets his first hit or home run?
Yeah, you got to think of because you imagine this young kid joins the clubhouse and it's like, he's nervous as hell.
Oh, yeah, and those are his heroes he's playing with. There's some older veterans
We've seen in the NFL where there's guys that are like, yo, I played as Tom Brady in video games. I watched him win Super Bowls when I was a little kid, and now I'm playing against him or with him. So, yeah, you go from being a little kid to playing with your heroes. And last night, I thought it was cool. Because you always see him chatting with Buck Showalter. You always see him laughing in the dugout. And the first guy to really embrace Beatty after his first home run was Francisco Lindor. And you realize he's one of those guys that if you don't watch him day in and day out, not only is he just a fantastic player, you could tell that he's a leader in that clubhouse. All right, Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick, Fox Sports Radio. Now, coming up, I do want to talk about, we're going to talk some movie sequels maybe in a little bit. We'll talk some NFL MVP odds, and some of them I think are worthy of a Vegas bet. So we'll get to all that next, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. and let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Rock on!
Love it. Keeping you fired up.
It's out of here.
Throwing it back on a Thursday. Covino and Rich in for the Dan Patrick Show. Fox Sports Radio. If you dig what we do, catch us Sunday nights. Fox Sports Sunday. Always a good time here. CovinoandRich.com. At Covino and Rich. Shout out to the iHeartRadio app. and our stomping grounds, some people know us from SXM, SXM 83. Again, I'm Steve Covino. That is Dickie Doodle Davis, Rich Davis in the flesh. Spotty's
thanks,
here. Joel, it's always a pleasure working with Joel. Ricky, Lohenkron, Elijah's here. Putting up some cool clips if you want to see what's going on in the studio. Again, foxsportsradio.com. And follow us on social media at Fox Sports Radio.
My algorithm?
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about that in a second. But first, Mercedes. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs, and they do look sweet. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. And I was just on Instagram. You could hit us up. Like I said, at Covino and Rich, at Rich Davis, at Steve Covino. Every time I search, honestly, I'm so predictable. It's either a 49ers thing, an NFL update, something about the Mets.
Or like an old school clip of Perfect Strangers.
Or like just honestly, like random butt cheeks. Yeah. It's if you look at someone's social media algorithm, it's so defining.
Show me your algorithm. I'll tell you who you are. It's honestly, like the old saying, like, show me your friends. Now show me your algorithm and you're like, porn search history, and I'll tell you who you are.
That's an interesting question in itself. Look at my algorithm. Kyle Shanahan talking about the Niners, some baseball highlights, and some random hot girl playing golf. Yeah, it's my algorithm.
One guy not following, everybody has a different algorithm when it comes to their social media.
You know how you know? Because you'll ask your wife, like, hey, did you see this funny video? And she'll always be like, nah, I haven't. You're like, how have you not seen this? And then she'll show you something that she's amazed that you've never seen. And you're like, well, you're in your own little world on social media.
Mine's a lot of like Mexican jokes, bouncy butt cheeks, and baseball clips. And I was right. I saw this yesterday on the Buffalo Bisons. Excuse us, what? Gabriel Moreno hit a ball so hard. It got stuck in the wall, the padding of the wall.
The baseball ripped the wall.
Yeah.
Like
got stuck there.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's a cool clip.
That did happen, just so you know. Not just a legend.
No, not at all.
And so I saw that on social media yesterday.
Someone asked me a dumb question this morning. They said, based on your algorithm, would you rather your significant other or your parents have the ability to look through your search history uncensored?
Parents.
Significant other.
I care less what they think nowadays. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I still am their son, and they raised me with a set of values, and I never want to let them down.
But I'm saying, like, you can't
to bed with your parents.
You can't delete anything, meaning specifics will be seen. Who do you not want to see your search history? Yeah, you might be a perfect man. You might be a John Goodman. You might be...
You don't have to go home with your parents if you're an adult. Trying to explain what's potentially seen to your significant other is a whole other beast.
Man, but it might be a hint of what you want.
Will be going home alone.
Yeah, yes. You know what I mean? Like, and then you're trying to justify. You're like, no, you don't understand. I just clicked that link because my friend sent it to me. And then they question your friends. And like, what kind of monster, horrible friends do you have if they send you stuff like that? And you're like,
it's a good question, though.
It's just how it is.
Who do you rather see your search history?
And then you're trying to justify. Like, I didn't search that. I just clicked that.
Oh, I got one. God willing, your grandma's still around. Would you rather your grandmother have seen what you look at when you were like a young man or your wife or girlfriend?
No, because what if they see it and then you kill them because they have a heart attack? Then that's terrible.
Yeah, you know?
I mean, I've seen the things that Rich looks at. So you never know if an old person can handle that.
The babysitter.
Yes.
Well, my mother's been going through my algorithms all my life. She goes to my bottom drawer, my closet, shoes.
What you got in your bottom drawer?
You just need some privacy.
Yeah.
I don't even like to think about this hypothetical.
And she's been disappointed.
On a Throwback Thursday, I remember when I was a teenager. When I was just a little boy.
I was just a little boy.
As Mike Tyson would say.
I love when Tyson says that.
When I was a young kid, I remember, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I would take the covers of Sports Illustrated magazines and WWF wrestling magazines and put them on and staple them on the covers of nudie magazines. So my mom thought I had a big stack of like Sports Illustrateds, but they're like the, you know, the Playboys that my buddy's dad, we'd steal them from.
Oh, she can see what you're into now.
I know.
Genius.
My goodness.
Honestly, Ricky, I thought of that myself. I was like, man, I am a really smart young kid.
Well, if you didn't have the Jet centerfolds up in your house, you were a nerd in my neighborhood.
But let me tell you, I did another thing, Joel. It was, I would tape with a VHS. If I would tape like some Cinemax movie like late at night, I would label it 49ers versus the Bears or something, because I'm like, my mom will never take 49ers versus the Bears and play it. So
well,
I was
the
like,
scary part
meanwhile,
is,
it was like Bikini Car Wash Company on HBO late night.
What if somewhere in your basement in a box is a VHS that says, you know, 49ers and the Bears, and your mom's just really bored one day. That's the scary part.
I'm embarrassed that I know what he's talking about on HBO. Oh, no.
Exactly. Bikini Car Wash Company.
You know what? On that note, on a Throwback Thursday, here's a fun fact. I don't know if you know this, but disposable cameras are coming back. That's the truth. Like,
really?
Kids, for whatever reason, want disposable cameras.
It's a novelty
to
it. Like vinyl. Like vinyl spot. How some kids like, I love vinyl. It's novelty.
It's very much novelty. So people are selling them. Kids are trying to get them.
Who's developing them?
But... you know, Rich, and Rich isn't alone, by the way. Rich is not alone.
Oh, yeah.
Rich took questionable photos on these disposable cameras, but never developed them.
Yeah, this is the mystery of the world.
So, like, they're just in boxes at his mom's house. And if she ever got bored one day and decided to find some sort of photo place, if there's one in the state.
Again, this is a true story. Not proud of it, but, like, this is going back, like, a long time. But I remember my college girlfriend and I, let's just say, had fun with a disposable camera. Never developed the pictures. I don't know what happened to the camera. Again, like Covino said,
They went to the circus.
You went to SeaWorld?
We went to the circus, yeah. It could be in a tub of like old VHS and cassette tapes and everything in like someone's basement.
It's Radio Confession with Rich.
I know.
Radio Confession.
These are my confessions.
Now, let's talk about LeBron, too.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
Because I hope you had a LeBron James Wednesday night, 2-year, $97.1 million deal with the Lakers.
I did.
His highest in history, $532 million in his career guaranteed.
Jeez.
Like, that's a lot of flow.
No, but it's not a lot of flow. A lot of flow is like a couple mil. This is Powerball jackpot money he's won in his career by being a dominant athlete. Deserved, in my opinion. People that say
he's LeBron James.
That say, oh, he doesn't deserve all that. I'm like, oh, he does. It's called, you know,
straight cash, homie.
It's called what he's worth. And to be honest, the revenue a guy like LeBron James brings in.
This is a business.
Someone's making money.
They wouldn't give it to him if he wasn't worth that.
And look at it this way. When people say, oh, are they worth it? You know what I always say? When you see a movie make $600 million in the box office, someone's getting that money. Who do you want to get it? If a team makes billions of dollars, doesn't LeBron deserve a big chunk of that revenue? If the Lakers are worth billions of dollars, what do you want? Is the Buss family just supposed to sit on all of it?
When people say that, they're probably
jealous,
thinking, all that money and they're not going to win. Like, I think they have a belief that comes with that the Lakers are not going to win another title with LeBron, which might be a true sentiment, but he's still putting butts in the seats, and he's still the LeBron James with a stellar resume.
That's how I feel about a lot of the max contracts in the NBA. I'm like, this team's not going to do anything, but they have to put butts in the seats and have to attempt to compete. But a lot of times you'll see, you know, a guy sign with a team that you know that deep down inside, man, they're paying him 20 or 30 million. He's not even a big name in the NBA. It's big money in basketball more than any other sport.
By far, the big hot debate of the day is going to be at the office, on every sports channel you check out, you know, can they win with this guy? Will he win another title? The answer? Probably not. I don't know. We'll have to see this year.
You know,
but it is safe to say that he's worth that money regardless. Because he's LeBron James.
My question
people
is
people come to see him. He's like a blockbuster movie star. People pay to see him. He's like the Tom Cruise of the NBA. Plain and simple.
I got to take your hat off to LeBron to watch a guy come out of high school.
Yeah.
And go all the way to billionaire status and really no blemish, you know? No,
dude, he's a good man.
No blemish, really.
You can hate on him and be a LeBron hater and
I wouldn't
crap.
Have tried to redo the Jordan movie if I was him. I would have left that one off my resume.
But it really is. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's a dream. It's, you know, once in a lifetime sort of guy we're watching.
And I can kind of relate to it because, you know, they're with him as a senior year, you know, and then to watch him go ahead and do it and get rid of the staff, create his own staff, and still become very, 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 very successful.
The fact that LeBron James, you're right, is just, he's a good man. You could hate him as a player and be a LeBron. Hey, because listen, there's people that love him or hate him. Polarizing guy, but you can't debate whether or not
he's a good dude right now. No.
Yeah,
but you know what's special too, Joel? You made me think of something. Like, his story's not even completely written yet.
Right.
And when it is, we're going to look back and we all benefited from his story. Like, we're going to look back and say, man, we got to see this guy's entire career play out. How special was that? You know, that's really a wonderful thing. And
as
it can't be downplayed.
As a Piston, I feel we really launched him to that level when he went for like 39 straight on us and like and went on to be in glory.
Yeah. I mean,
because we could have did him wrong, you know, bad boying, but we didn't. We gave him a pass.
You look at
every great needs a rival, man. Look at me. I'm wearing my Muhammad Ali shirt today on a Throwback Thursday.
The greatest.
Too fast, too smart, too pretty. Without Joe Frazier, without your Detroit, you'd have no LeBron.
Much respect to
you. Need some great rivals, man.
But he needs some players
to those great heights.
Yeah, but you know what? I think I heard Cowherd say this on Fox Sports that LeBron these days is in the business of being relevant and maybe not necessarily in the business of winning. That's the paraphrase.
Titles.
I don't know. I don't know if that's exactly Cowherd's quote, but it made a lot of sense because you're right. Every conversation LeBron's in, right? Every day there's a story about him, whether it's about Bronny, whether it's about him.
And let's be honest, he's on the wrong team to kind of retire rich. I mean, just making money.
Yeah.
Because everybody didn't want, I mean, rest in peace to Kobe, but you really didn't want him to get that $30 million without a team. I mean, you kind of saw it as...
I mean, Kobe's a legend and, of course, you know, probably the biggest tragic sports story in the last, you know, 25 years.
But that $30 million last contract he got.
Yeah, if you talk about Kobe as a player, yeah, at the end, people love that he was on the team because he's Kobe Bryant, but he really did financially sort of set him back for a minute. And, you know, I don't know if the Lakers could win with LeBron James again, but my question's not that. Let that be debated by Doug Gottlieb. My question is different. My question is, if you make all that money.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. Who's in on it and who gets cut out? Meaning, what friends and family? Is anyone in LeBron James's life struggling even a little bit? Because he could hire, if you really want to do the math, he could hire. Let me do the math on my calculator since. Oh, let me break out my TI-82 on a Throwback Thursday. Let me break out the old.
On a Throwback Thursday, remember when your teacher said you wouldn't have a calculator on you?
Wasn't she wrong?
What do I need to learn this for? Well, you're not going to carry a calculator everywhere you go, are you? Yeah, I guess. Good point, Miss Johnson.
You were wrong, Miss Johnson!
Yeah.
Let's say $100,000 times 50. That's $5 million.
You needed a calculator?
You need a calculator for that?
Shut your face.
Mrs. Johnson.
He chose all round numbers.
I chose round numbers and then used my calculator. I'm out of here. My point is, LeBron James could pay 50 people in his life $100,000 a year to be something.
He might for
and,
all we
no,
know.
No, and I'm saying, and that's only $5 million of between the salary, endorsements, and everything LeBron James does. He could spend $100,000 for 50 employees, like his boys, like, yo, my boy Jerry, who, you know, never really got his break. He's going to be my consultant for this, $100,000. Like, LeBron James, I just wonder, where does that...
This is a different question.
Where does that cut
off?
Because
you have, you know, in your hypothetical right now, yeah. you have these people working for him.
Yeah.
You're talking about giveaways?
I thought you were talking about like sort of handouts.
Well, you and I have talked about, you know, every time there's like $1 billion Powerball, Covino and I have the debate of, all right, let's say you did win.
I mean, but in a way, you won the lottery of life if you're LeBron James.
Yeah, no, exactly. So he did sort of win the Powerball of life, but based on his talent and skill, not just buying a ticket. However, where does it spot?
I'm not saying he put in work, but there's a lot of people putting work that could never do what he does.
So, you know Spot, I mean? Let me
he
ask
won
you.
The life lottery.
If you won the LeBron James life lottery, do your siblings, do your cousins, your close friends, is everyone in?
No, you keep it close.
I agree with you, Spot.
Yeah.
All right.
Family.
When you get money, the first thing you need to do, change your phone number.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, Joel, I think that applies if you make a lot of money, but
you hit up all your friends and say, oh, I need a ride to the airport. And the ones that say, okay, are the ones that get money.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
In LA, that's a good gauge.
Yeah. Hey, I got some IKEA furniture I got to put together. Anybody willing to help?
Yeah, sure.
Is that why you asked us to put together your pergola? Did you win the recent Powerball?
Yeah, I got this pergola, guys.
I can tell who's with me. You ask me for $5, you know I'm rich. You ask me for $5, I tell you I don't got it. If you just go off and just start telling me everything about me and how bad I am, I'm like, thank you.
Oh,
you're out.
It's not even – look, these are all great points, but to answer Rich's question, I agree with Joel and Spot completely, but here's why. I mean, we've learned in life that – when you give an inch, there's a lot of people that take a mile. So I would keep that really close. And that really doesn't include friends at all. That's just family.
That's insane.
I think can you see LeBron sending everybody to his wife? LeBron, let me get $5. Oh, you got to go talk to the wifey.
To me, I look at it this way. What's the old saying? Ain't no fun.
If the homies can't have none?
If the homies can't have none, that's not just booty, guys. That is money. What fun is it if you have $500 million and your friends are broke?
That doesn't mean you have to give them the money. You could take them all on a cool trip.
All right, if you made...
The banana boat.
Banana boat crew.
We're talking about two different levels of money. And again, everything I'm talking about is a lot. But if you made, let's say, $2 or $3 million, that's... not enough where you could start just giving everyone money.
Yeah, that's not enough.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's an amazing amount of money. But if you want a couple $1 million or made even $1 million a year, you can't just be the charity guy that's like, here's 10 grand, 50 grand. But if you make, we're talking about stupid numbers like LeBron James. When you hear numbers like what if like Howard Stern makes or Rogan or some of these people that make so much money, you got to think to yourself, what could you possibly do? LeBron James couldn't spend all that money if he tried, Joel. If he tried. Like, remember Brewster's Millions, the movie in the 80s? You can't. Could he spend the money he made if he tried?
I feel like my parents are so old school and prideful that my parents wouldn't even take my money if I even tried to give it to them.
If you made a ton of money, your parents wouldn't let you buy him a house?
I don't think so.
I don't want your stupid house. I don't want your giveaways. Yeah. I don't want your money. Get out of here.
You know, because people feel indebted to you.
Dad, I bought you and Mom a house on the beach. I don't want your stupid house or your money.
Yeah.
You show off.
My parents are too stubborn and in their ways to accept my money.
Would they allow you to pay off their house?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think that would be the gesture that you would have to make, or I would have to make in this hypothetical. So again, the question is this. LeBron James won the life lottery. $97.1 million deal with the Lakers. He's made $532 million in his career guaranteed.
The guy's a billionaire.
Yeah, he's making money moves. But who do you take along with you for the ride? Who are you giving money to? Does it extend past your family? Do you take care of all your friends, like Rich said?
I think friends
ain't no fun if the homies can't.
A lot of friends are closer than family. Yeah, but then this whole blood water thing for you is
wild. You're paying
off
your... I mean, they're your friends, so of course, I get it. They've been loyal to you all this time, but like... you got to keep the friendship a friendship, but now you're sort of like buying off their life. Like you're changing the dynamics of the relationship. You know what I mean? Like they're forever indebted to you.
If I won.
And then you're also acting like the bank of Rich Davis, where if they ever have a problem, now they feel like they can come to you. And that's not really what it's about.
If you got feelings on this, 877-99 on Fox. We'll take all your feedback next. As we go to break, I just have to tell you one more thing. If I, let's say I won millions and millions of dollars, you'd reject if I was like, yo, Covino, here's some money for your daughter's college.
I don't ever want to feel like I'm indebted to you. Changes the friendship. I don't like it. Like, I'm not beneath you. Who, you're Mr. Moneybags? You could buy out my life now? You think you're better than me? Like, there's a feeling of that I don't like. And
I like
a lot
the way
people,
LeBron did it, like you're saying, Covina.
Yeah.
He sent people to school. He gave them jobs. And that way you fishing for yourself.
Yeah.
There you go. Teach a man to fish.
There's a difference between working for that person.
Get out
right?
my pocket.
And then taking the handout.
It's fair.
So, you know, think about that for a second. We'll get to your phone calls. We'll talk about it. 877-99 on Fox.
All right. Well, before we go to break, how about this? We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about with Discover how you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. Talk about amazing. Learn more right now at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. We got more next on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
I love living this fantasy of I have LeBron James money. What would I do with
it? Honestly, it's a great hypothetical.
Off the air, Joel had the best answer. He really did. And we want yours too. 877-99 on Fox.
Are you going to repeat it? Is it not worthy? Is it not like allowed to be on the air?
Well, Joel,
because I have some ideas with money that would not be allowed on the air.
There's an old saying, right, Rich? You never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
Yeah.
Joel said, I wouldn't tell anybody I had this money. Just wouldn't tell anybody.
Well, you know, I like
because the vultures come out.
I like what Spot said. The test of if you did win a ton of money, hit up your friends like, yo, I got a flat tire on the 405, or hey, can you drop me at LAX? Or better yet, like you said, can you help me put together this IKEA furniture?
I have this line of Hemnes. It's an IKEA brand. Yeah, I got the whole thing, the bedroom, the nightstands, the two dressers. What are you doing this afternoon? If they say yes, I'll help you with all the dowels.
Then they get a mill.
They get a million. But honestly, my real answer is, it doesn't extend past my family because it'll change the dynamic of my friendships. I'm not giving my friends a handout. If they want to work for whatever job I have available or whatever organization I start or whatever sort of charity I open up, that's fine. But like, there's a feeling of you're buying your friends if you're just giving them money. Yeah. And then some friends, if you grow up with friends like mine, they never stop asking for money.
Covino, say I owe you $25 and you want all kinds of money.
Yeah.
Do I got to pay you back?
That's a good question.
That's hilarious.
He hesitated.
Oh, let's see. I don't want to change the dynamic of our friendship, Joel.
So you won't.
Give me my money.
F you, pay me. So
where's my money? Where's my
again,
money?
Again, if you just woke up, you don't know, whatever. LeBron James signed a two-year deal with the Lakers, $97.1 million.
I mean, it's not a surprise. It gets you thinking that over his career, between endorsements and his NBA contracts, LeBron is a billion. The guy's a billionaire.
The real question that everyone's going to be debating, just for the record, so you know at the office today or at the workplace, you know, is he going to win? He's worth the money. He puts butts in the seats. He's LeBron James. Can he win? So it's almost like they're not really paying him to win. They're paying him because he's LeBron James and he has his history. But he's expected to win. But if you had that kind of money, what do you do with it? Who comes along for the ride? That's what we're asking here on the Covino and Rich Show.
You want to swing by and help me paint? If the guy says yes,
do
cool
you hook
mill.
Up, do you hook up the 15th player on the team? Do you hook him up, like get him a new car?
Yeah.
Do you do anything like for when the lowest paid player on your team?
I think you do. It's like when a major leaguer goes down to the minors for a rehab start and they buy them all like a nice filet mignon dinner like Max Scherzer did.
Max Scherzer got him AirPods. Nice gesture. But it's not like millions of dollars.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So, again, who are you taking care of?
Jason in New York. You're on with Covino and Rich. What's up, Jason?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're good. What's up, buddy?
Good. So, listen, I got two thoughts on that. I think the best answer I've heard is Kevin O'Leary has said that you basically say to them, listen, I'm going to give you money, and you never come ask me for money again. I think that's one thought.
Yeah.
And then another thought is, you know, think about those who invested in you before you had that money and then try to give back to them after you have that money.
I love that.
Yeah.
So those are my two thoughts on that, guys.
That's why the people that helped you along the way. That's a great one. Like,
that's
if you,
why only my family gets the money, because I feel like everybody else underestimated me.
Yeah, but I'm saying like if you had a mentor or someone along the way.
If you had that, yes.
Along the way.
Nobody knew Covino would hit 27 home runs.
No
we
one,
didn't know that.
Yeah, nobody.
What about your Little
that.
League coach that coached you to the 27 home runs?
He's no longer with us. Rest in peace, Mr. Montini.
Oh.
Legend.
He gets no money.
Little League legend.
What about it? Give his grandkids like a fund?
Man. I'll keep my money.
All right, more Covino and Rich next in for Dan Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests, and in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you could tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.